Hello, this is Pawari. It is Sunday the 19th of June and it's just coming up to 9 o'clock in the evening, and this is my audio boo. I hope this one goes through alright. The last audio boo came up with huge big warning error messages on it, so hopefully this won't do the same. Yes, I've just been catching up on audio boos. It seems to have been a very scary medical week for various children this week. Really sorry to hear about the scare Amelia gave you this week, JN2N and SM2N. That must have been really, really worrying. I'm glad that it all had a happy ending and that she's doing a lot better now. But yes, I can imagine that that wait in the hospital and that uncertainty. And as I say, I'm glad it had a really happy ending. And also wanted to give best wishes over to Alex for Gillian's MRI. Yes, I think you're probably right. I think if there had been something really serious, they'd have been able to see it fairly soon as they were there doing it. So hopefully no news is good news. Well, apart from the hospital bills you get there, but I hope that all goes well. Anyway, my news for the week. What have I been doing? Well, I've just... this is not a dinner boo. This is a sewing boo. I have just this minute packed away a sewing machine. I have never used a sewing machine before in my life. Actually, that's a lie. No, I did use it at school. But I used a sort of handheld... Not handheld. Manual one. That's the word I'm looking for. Manual... sewing machine, and so electric with pedals scares the hell out of me. So I have not touched a sewing machine in over 2 decades, and I was never particularly good at the last one, so anyway, the reason I got it out was that as you know, we have new guinea pigs. I've been trying to find a nicer bedding for them, because the I've been having some allergy responses, and one of the culprits might be the sawdust bedding. And I've also been doing some reading up, and I've discovered that actually the not sawdust, it's wood shavings. Wood shavings can cause other problems for piggies as well. It can give them respiratory problems. They can get bits in their eyes or their bottoms and cause loads of problems. So the way to go seems to be to have a fleece upper, which sort of wicks away any wee, and then toweling or towel or various other different things underneath to soak it up. So I have been duly cutting up old towels and bits of fleece. I managed to buy a nice big bit of fleece online for not too much money. I've been cutting them up, and they seem to be working really well. But I'm a bit concerned how badly the towel has frayed. So I thought probably, because fleece doesn't fray, I thought the best thing to do would be to sew it up the border on the edges. I had left extra fleece on the edges to sort of tuck under. So I thought I'd formally sew it. So I got the sewing machine I bought from Lidl a long time ago in some bargain, and thought I'd have a go. I mean, how hard can it be? Apparently very... I did do it in the end. I tried and done some test pieces first. The piece I've done, I haven't done the whole cage stuff. I've just did the little pad for the vet carry case for future as a trial run. And it looks like a drunken monkey sewed it. I couldn't be asked to change the cotton, because the whole thought of threading a sewing machine on my first try out wasn't appealing, so I left the yellow cotton in. The fabric was quite thick, so it got stuck several times. I didn't manage to keep a straight line, and it's a bit wonky. But you know what? It's for guinea pigs to wee on. I don't think it matters. So the important thing is that threads are away, so they can't nibble on them or get them stuck around their teeth or their paws, so that's good. And I'm running out of time. I'm going to stop there and wish you a very good weekend, and I hope... you have a nice, safe and healthy week next week. Take care all. Bye.